That was the title track from the Hourglass Effect's Inner Ocean. The fifth group is Schifrin Alliance's Upside Down Blues. Here is The Cage. The following content has some explicit language, so listener discretion is advised. Now I'd like to report on the Northwest League at this time. It is a high A league, three levels below Major League Baseball. Three games were on tap for July 22nd. The Tri-City Dust Devils grounded the host Hillsboro Hubs 12-7, highlighted by a 7-run barrage in the top of second. Started by Randy DeJesus' solo shot, capped off by Matt Kootenay's 2-run jack, both off Danny LaRondo, followed by 5 more runs in the innings, 3-7 at Hillsboro Ballpark. The visitors, Eugene Emeralds, shellacked the Vancouver Canadiens 12-3, highlighted by 4 runs in the first 4 innings, followed by 2-run rallies in the 7th and 9th innings in Rogers Field at Nat Bailey in Vancouver. The Spokane Indians edged the host Everett Aqua Sox 2-1 in the 3rd game at Funko Field, as every run was a solo home run, as G.J. Hill's launch off Stephen Rath in the top of 9th was the winner. On July 23rd, Hillsboro tripled up Tri-City 6-2 as the Hawks started the scoring on Drew Jones' inside the park home run in the bottom of 1st off Aqua Sox Jorge Macheco, followed by 2 more runs in the bottom of 2nd and capped off by 3 more runs in the bottom of 5th. Eugene quad-damaged Vancouver 4-1. Eugene quad-damaged Vancouver 4-1, much like Everett did on Spokane, also 4-1, as Brendan Ike's solo shot off Alberto Pacheco in the bottom of 4th was the eventual winner. Four games were on tap for July 21st, with one doubleheader. Everett edged Spokane 3-2 as Ty Pete launched a 3-run jack off Connor Eaton in the bottom of 6th, the eventual game-winning hit. Eugene and Vancouver had a doubleheader in Rogers Field and Nat Bailey in Vancouver. Game 1 was a back-and-forth affair, where regulation had 7 innings, as the Emeralds scored 2 runs in the top of 9th, but was equalized by the Canadiens 2 runs in the bottom of 9th, and Vancouver walked off Eugene 4-3 in the bottom of 11th, as Eddie Micheletti Jr.'s ground ball to first baseman Guillermo Williamson, whose throw to the home plate wasn't on time, as Carter Cunningham scored from 3rd. In Game 2, which was the makeup game from June 21st, and the Emeralds were the designated home team at the Canadiens' home, as Guillermo Williams launched a grand slam off Irv Carter in the bottom of 5th, as Eugene quad-damaged Vancouver 4-1. On July 25th, the Canadiens returned as the home team against the Emeralds in Rogers Field at Nat Bailey in Vancouver, as the two had another back-and-forth game where the Canadiens tied a game at 5 in the bottom of 9th to force extras, as Bryce Arnold hit a solo shot off Austin Strickland, but the Emeralds went ahead 6-5 on top of 10th, as Drew Kavanaugh hit a sacrifice fly to left fielder Bryce Arnold, after which Jonah Cox scored from 3rd, and Eugene's CJ Widger kept Vancouver scoreless in the bottom of 10th for a 6-5 win, despite Emeralds' 0 home runs to the Canadiens' 2 jacks. Later on, Hillsboro bested Tri-City 8-5 as the Hawks scored 5 runs in the first 2 innings and ultimately fended off Dust Devils 3 home runs to win 8-5. Everett jumped Spokane 7-1 in the 3rd game as the Aqua Sox scored 3 runs in the bottom of 2nd, a run in the bottom of 5th, and another 3 runs in the bottom of 6th, capped off by Ty Pete's 3-run jack off Indians Davis Perlomo. On July 26th, Tri-City bested Hillsboro 9-7, highlighted by a 4-run rally by the Dust Devils in the top of 6th, which offset 3 runs by the Hawks in the bottom of 9th, as Tri-City also out-homered Hillsboro 2-1. Everett walked off Spokane 3-2 as a wild pitch by Indians Cade Denton played at Echo Sox Carter Dohiji from third as Everett overcame Spokane's two home runs. In the third game, Vancouver tied Eugene late at three with two runs in the bottom of eighth, and the Canadiens walked off the Emeralds 5-3 in 10 innings as Sean Keyes launched a two-run jack off Ryan Vanderhey as Vancouver out-homered Eugene 2-0. Three games are on tap today. Tri-City continues in Hillsboro. Eugene renews in Vancouver with both games starting at 1:05, and Spokane resumes in Everett at 4:05.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Here are the current standings in the Northwest League, which is in the second half. Just a minute, please. Now I have it. The Eugene Emeralds, an affiliate for the San Francisco Giants, are first at 22-7. The Tri-City Dust Devils, an affiliate for the Los Angeles Angels, are second at 16-13. The Spokane Indians, an affiliate for the Colorado Rockies, are third at 15-14, much like the Vancouver Canadiens, an affiliate for the Toronto Blue Jays. The Everett Echo Sox, an affiliate for the Seattle Mariners, the first subdivision winner, are 5th at 12-17, have won 4 in a row, in contrast to the Spokane Indians, who have lost 4 in a row. And the Hillsboro Hawks are dead last at 7-22.
Volunteering at CGSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started. So I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CGSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CGSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cgsf@sfu.ca.
I would like to provide updates on the SFU Red Leafs hockey at this time. On July 24th, the SFU Red Leafs hockey official page announced a coaching change as Guido Lombardi-Charles became the head coach for the BCIHL squad, replacing Mark Soros effective immediately. Guido Lombardi-Charles has 25 years of coaching experience from U15 to professional levels and is joined by Jim Rogers as the new assistant coach and hockey advisor. Rogers has over 40 years of hockey expertise, being a professional GM in Europe, an NHL Central scout, director of player development in Germany's Deutsche Eishockey Liga, and a key scout for WHO, BCHO teams.
A Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is the place to be, featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee. Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
I'd like to provide updates for the Western Lacrosse Association at this time. It is a Senior A Box Lacrosse Amateur League sanctioned by the Canadian Lacrosse Association, with many of its players competing in the National Lacrosse League, which is spread throughout North America in winters. Two games were on tap for July 22nd. The host Maple Ridge Barrages dominated the Nanaimo Timbermen 11-5 at Cam Neely Arena, as the Barrages were led by Dylan McIntosh with 4 goals, 1 assist as a first star, Braden Wandlers 42 saves as a third star, while Lucas Olsen led the Timbermen with 3 goals and an assist in the losing effort as a second star. In the second game, the visitors Victoria Shamrocks defeated the Burnaby Lakers 10-6 at Bill Copeland Arena, as the Shamrocks were led by Andrew Q's 4 goals, 2 assists as a first star, Ari Stevens 1 goal, 1 assist as a third star, while Ben McDonald led the Lakers with 5 goals in the losing effort as the second star. On July 23rd, the New West Salmon Bellies frightened the Langley Thunder 13-8 at Langley Event Center, as the Salmon Bellies were led by Ty Kurtz, 2 goals, 5 assists as the first star, Nathan Henares, 2 goals as the third star, while Chase Scanlon led the Thunder with a goal and 4 assists in the losing effort as the second star. On July 24th, New West frightened Langley for the second day in a row, this time a 9-2 shocker at Queen's Park Arena, as the Salmon Bellies swept the three stars, Justin Geddes, 38 saves as the first, Mitch Jones, 2 goals, 3 assists as the second, and Ben Sonnen's goal plus an assist as the third. On July 26th, the host Coquitlam shellacked Victoria 11-6 at Poirier Sports Center, as the 18-axe were led by Denon Armstrong's 3 goals, 1 assist for the first star, Christian Del Bianco's 40 saves for the third star, while Clark Patterson scored a goal and 5 assists for the Shamrocks in the losing effort for the second star. As the 2025 Western Lacrosse Association season concluded.
The Sexual Violence Support and Prevention Office, SVSPO, offers confidential support, advice, and referrals to SFU and FIC community members, including students, staff, and faculty who have been impacted by sexual violence and misconduct. The SVSPO is a welcoming place where you can access support without judgment or assumptions. We work from a survivor-centered perspective, using an empowerment and trauma-informed approach that considers individual situations and perspectives. Please reach out. Services are located at the Diamond Alumni Center, room 014 on the lower level. Please reach out by email at sv-support@sfu.ca. That was sv-support@sfu.ca.
Hi, I'm just trying to get the final standings for the Western Lacrosse Association, but for some reason it's just not opening up here. Just a minute, please. I will try to get to the final standings. Just a minute. Yeah, for some reason it's not. Yeah, I don't understand this at all. It says connection time though for the Western Lacrosse Association website. I would like to move on. Now I'd like to talk about the latest on the Surrey Police transition at this time. On July 21st, the SPS provided a news release on taking over operations in South Surrey West, effective July 28th. The SPS, which became Surrey's police jurisdiction on November 29, 2024, has hired over 100 officers in the last 8 months, with frontline policing in Wally City Centre, District 1, where the SFU Surrey campus resides, Newton, District 3, while the BCRCMP Surrey Provincial Operational Support Unit provides frontline policing in Guildford, District 2, Cloverdale, District 4, and South Surrey, District 5. The SPS has... Once again, the SPS has hired over 100 officers in the last 8 months, along with demobilization of the BCRCMP SPOSU members, enabled the SPS to expand in Surrey as it took over investigations in Newton back in March, and will now be taking over the western side of South Surrey geographically on 252 Street until it meets Highway 99, including the Peace Arch Crossing and Semiahmoo First Nation, except the White Rock City, currently policed by the RCMP, with plans to take over east of South Surrey, this fall. On July 24th, the SPS participated in the latest PIC Society latest job fair at the North Surrey Sport and Ice Complex, where Constable Attawal and an HR representative attended to answer questions on how to join the SPS, whether as a police officer or as a civilian employee. On July 25th, the SPS updated their employee numbers on its transition page, which was 551 sworn-in police officers on June 2025, 552 as of June 30th, based on a July 9th report in the latest Surrey Police Board meeting on 16th, and now to 563 officers for July 2025, 106 female, 457 male officers, 240 visible minorities, 21 indigenous, and 474 civilian employees. Let me look if anything else. Okay. The Surrey Police Service page is working fine. So there is an issue with the Western La Crosse Association's official website at this time. That's why I could not provide the final standings. Just sorry about the technical difficulties. The numbers which were updated on July 25th have remained the same today. 563 sworn police officers, 106 women, 457 men, and 474 civilian employees. Once again, the SPS takes over operations in South Surrey West, the western portion of District 5, geographically to 252 Street until it meets Highway 99, including the Peace Arch Crossing and the Semiahmoo First Nation, except the White Rock City, currently policed by the RCMP, effective tomorrow, July 28th, 2025.
Hey, this is Anuki, your Faculty of Environment representative, here to let you know what the SFSS is. The SFSS is a student union that is student-led, and it represents and advocates for the interests of the 26,000 undergraduate students at SFU. We are a non-for-profit support network and a voice at SFU, which provides services like the UPass and health and dental. We also provide support to make your student life better. You can reach the SFSS on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, or by emailing us. We look forward to hearing from you. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to episode 29 of the Steve Chong Show in 2025, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 11 is Julian Taylor's Jukebox. Now to the last tune before 11, it's O'Dally's Optimistic Nihilism Projection.